on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. Gardaí have issued a warning that COVID-19 doesn't take the weekend off for house parties or social gatherings. An infectious disease expert says Ireland needs more localised responses to virus outbreaks. NPHET yesterday warned progress halting the spread of COVID appears to have plateaued at just under 500 new cases per day. The Taoiseach says the AstraZeneca vaccine is very safe and a Fermanagh man is sentenced to 3 years and 3 months for assaults on two former directors. Good evening. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that warning from Gardaí that COVID-19 doesn't take the weekend off for house parties or social gatherings. 3,252 fines for breaches of regulations have been issued in the Northwestern Division, 532 of them in Donegal. Nationally, 15,358 fines have been issued, over 2,300 of them for organising or attending a party. With more detail, here's Laura Donnelly.
In total, 15,358 fines have been issued across the range of all COVID-19 breaches. 466 people have received fines of €500 for organising a house party, while 1,842 have been fined for attending. 11,072 fines of €100 have been handed out for non-essential travel. 1,011 penalties have been issued for non-essential journeys to airports or ports. The southern region, which covers Cork, Clare, Kerry, Limerick and Tipperary, has seen the highest number of fines at 4,565. 52% of fines issued have been among the 18 to 25-year-old age group.
An infectious disease expert says Ireland needs more localised responses to virus outbreaks. NPHET yesterday warned progress halting the spread of COVID appears to have plateaued at just under 500 new cases per day. Professor Sam McConkie from the Royal College of Surgeons says there needs to be more of a focus on a regional level.
My point is in this, that we haven't got a population health or public health clinical programme. We don't have an executive team that have staff and funds and IT and national strategy for managing population health, not just the health of you or me as an individual, but the health, say, of all the people in Dublin, all the people in Monaghan, all the people in Clontarf at a group level.
The Taoiseach has described the AstraZeneca vaccine as very safe. It comes as the government is expected to lift the suspension of the jab later this evening. While use of the vaccine had been deferred over blood clot fears, it was reapproved by the European Medicines Agency yesterday. Today, the World Health Organization said the vaccine continues to have a positive benefit-risk profile and the data doesn't suggest any overall increase in clotting conditions. Micheál Martin says the vaccine's effectiveness has been confirmed.
If you look across Europe and the United Kingdom, it has been used very extensively, and very senior scientists have confirmed its safety and its efficacy. The virus is killing a lot of people. It is creating a lot of illness. Without question, this vaccine is very effective, and the European Medicines Agency has said it's a very safe vaccine.
137 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported north of the border today. There have been an additional 3 COVID-related deaths in Northern Ireland. 20 million PUP payments have been made in the past year, totaling more than €6.3 billion. Department of Social Protection figures this afternoon show that €11.5 billion has been spent by the state in total in COVID-related welfare supports. That includes the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme and Enhanced Illness Benefit. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys says the pandemic unemployment payment has supported hundreds of thousands of workers, protecting them from a sudden shock to their incomes. A man's been arrested by Gardaí following an incident in Letterkenny this afternoon. It happened shortly after 12 noon on Convent Road, close to the junction with Ballymacool Terrace, following what Gardaí sources have described as a standoff. A 24-year-old Fermanagh man has been sentenced to 3 years and 3 months in prison for assaulting two directors of the former Quinn Industrial Holdings Group. James Bernard McGovern of Springtown Road, Kinnolly in Fermanagh, pleaded guilty to the incident, which took place at a service station in Ballyconnell in February of 2019. Eddie Butler is a reporter with Channonside Northern Sound.
Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty to a charge of Section 3 assault, causing harm to Kevin Lunny. He also pleaded guilty to assault contrary to Section 2 of the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Persons Act against Dara O'Reilly. Both men are directors of Mannock, formerly Quinn Industrial Holdings. The court heard the attack occurred just days after McGovern's father, Sean, had his employment as a truck driver with QIH terminated. McGovern threw a cup of hot water in Mr. O'Reilly's face and proceeded to punch Mr. Lunny in the face up to 8 times, injuring his eye and fracturing his nose. In sentencing today, Judge John Aylmer said this was a callously premeditated attack using a weapon. He said Mr. McGovern made vicious use of his fists, placing the incident at the upper end of the scale. He said credit must be given for the guilty plea and that this is Mr. McGovern's first offence and will be his first time in prison.
Pressure is mounting on Irish Water to fully investigate the supply problems in the Rossbracken area of Manor Cunningham. Yet another water outage hit the area, leaving a large number of homes without supplies. It's estimated this is the fifth burst affecting the townland since Christmas. There have been ongoing calls on Irish Water to upgrade the entire system in the area. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who's raised this several times at Donegal County Council level, says the situation is frustrating.
Makes you wonder what's going on. I've been in contact with Irish Water on numerous occasions, and indeed the last time I was speaking to them, they said that they had now were using a different infrastructure, and they hoped that the problem would be solved. But obviously, yesterday and today's burst is showing that's not correct.
And I'm sure residents in the area are effectively fed up, and I'm sure that they continue their daily lives with a lot of uncertainty as to when the next burst will occur.
I can understand the frustration and indeed the anger of the residents, and Irish Water needs to be upfront and explain to us all, in particular the residents, what has happened here.
There are fresh concerns over barriers currently facing Donegal businesses trading with the UK. The impact of Brexit is being felt by many local companies, with the cost of exporting goods to England and Scotland in some cases increasing tenfold. That's resulted in consumers abroad paying more for some Irish products. On today's 9 till noon show, Seamus MacDade, the managing director of MacDade's Football Special, outlined some of the pressures they're facing.
I would be concerned that when Boris Johnson and Ursula von der Leyen sat down to discuss the Brexit negotiations, the trade of a Donegal soft drinks business and any other Donegal business is very far from their mind. And I think most businesses on the island of Ireland, their supply chains will come through Britain at some point in time. So every business is going to be affected, and the costs are going to go up in every part of your supply chain. One supplier that I deal from in England will no longer deal with me now. They just said, we're not worth our headache. I have now outsourced somebody else on the island of Ireland who can do that. So in many ways, that's an advantage for Irish businesses. And so that will be, there will be there will be opportunities there for Irish businesses because of this. But, it's what will probably end up happening is that the end user may end up paying more. The consumers are going to pay more for these products because of this.
Police in Derry City and Strabane have released details of a local drugs operation in February, during which 7 premises in the city were searched and 3 people were arrested. The PSNI say so far the investigations uncovered drugs importation to the value of £500,000. A 29-year-old man has appeared in court charged with drugs importation and supply offences, while 2 men in their 50s were released on bail pending further inquiries. The PSNI say the operation will continue in the coming months. There's more details on our website, highlandradio.com. Here, a Milford councillor says he believes the drugs issue affects every town and village in Donegal and action is needed on every level. It follows the discovery of €2.8 million worth of cocaine in the panels of an abandoned van in the Milford district on Tuesday. On the Garda Síochána say in the district there were 246 drug-related offences over the course of the past 8 months. On today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Michael McBride said this is a problem that needs to be eradicated, but he acknowledged that is going to be a tough ask.
I think there's two sides of it. One is to try and curb the supply of it, and the other is to educate people not to use. And we do have many examples of where young people have got into serious drug debt. And what's happening is that the heavies of these drug dealers or drug cartels are appearing at the doors of their parents, demanding the money, and the parents are having to, to use their savings or to gather up the money to try and pay them off. And we've had instances where their houses were wrecked because they just came in and attacked them. It is a very, very serious situation. Look, It has to be attacked at all levels. We can't look at, do we take it from the top down or take it from the bottom up? It's a very, very serious problem in every town and village in this county and right across our country. And it's something that we need to be focusing on going forward. And I would like to congratulate the Gardaí Síochána for the work that they've done in Donegal. But as you say, it is only the tip of the iceberg. We're going to have to continue to focus on the problem and try and, you know, eradicate it. But it's going to be a tough, tough task. There's to be no doubt about it.
Councillor Michael McBride there. Companies in Donegal who use large amounts of heat or run HGVs are being asked to take part in a study to determine the cost and CO2 savings from switching from oil and diesel to natural gas. The study will determine the feasibility of using special high-pressure trailers to import gas into the county by road, with a network of storage stations developed across Donegal. It's being funded by Gas Networks Ireland with input from LOIIT and Greenleaf Bioenergy. Stephen Robb of Greenleaf Bioenergy has been discussing the study.
We want companies to reach out to us and take part in this new project to determine if their energy usage is high enough to justify switching over to natural gas.
To get natural gas to Donegal via pipeline would be very, very costly indeed. We know it's in Derry through Kilkeera, but as of yet we're not aware of any plans to move it from there across the border into Letterkenny or Buncrana. Have any investigations been done into actually how you would get the natural gas to the county, or is a pipeline effectively not cost effective?
The most obvious solution is to extend the pipeline across the border up into Letterkenny, but look, our sense is that's not going to happen for a long time yet, and even if it was, it'll be a long time before companies in the west of Donegal get access to that national gas grid. We're trying to overcome this regional infrastructure disadvantage and develop a model which can connect the companies to the national gas grid via a virtual gas pipeline. So what is a virtual gas pipeline? Well, basically what we want to do is we want to develop a mother station connected to the national gas grid in the south, or possibly over the border in Derry. We want to extract the gas from the national gas grid. We want to compress it and put it into trailers. Then we want to transport it via the road to daughter stations located at companies around the county.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
5:15, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Well, it has been a busy week, Donal, of horse racing at Cheltenham. It's been a great event for the Irish and one for Henry de Bromhead as well. Manila Endo led home a de Bromhead 1-2 in the Gold Cup. With the details, David Keena.
What a week it's been for Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore and Jack Kennedy, the real heroes of this year's Cheltenham Festival. Henry de Bromhead became the first trainer in history to saddle the winner of the Champion Chase, Champion Hurdle and the Gold Cup in the 1 year after Manila Indo led home a stable 1-2 in the day's feature event, the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Jack Kennedy was in the plate on the winner, who got into a lovely rhythm from flag fall, jumped fantastic, appreciated the good ground and was always holding the effort of a stable companion at Plutard and Rachel Blackmore back in second place. A length separated the first two home, with Album Photo running a creditable race back in third place. Manila Indo was completing a double on the day for Henry de Bromhead, who saddled Quilixius to win the opening Triumph Hurdle in the hands of Rachel Blackmore. And Rachel and Henry leave the festival as the leading trainer and leading jockey. Belfast Banter won the County Hurdle for Peter Fahey and Kevin Sexton. Vanillier won the Albert Bartlett for Mark Walsh and Gavin Cromwell. And Willie Mullins saddled the first two home in the Paddy Powers Mare's Chase after Carl Reavy got the better of a terrific duel with Ellie May to score for the O'Flynn family and Paul Townend. In association with Paddy Power, don't feel like a punter, feel like a favourite. Visit begambleaware.org. I'm Dave Keena.
Moving on to soccer, Liverpool will play Real Madrid in the Champions League quarterfinals. The draw has also thrown up a meeting of Manchester City against Borussia Dortmund. And Porto will face Chelsea. The other quarterfinal is a repeat of last year's decider, Bayern Munich against PSG. Semi-final draws have also been made. The winner of Real or Liverpool will take on Chelsea or Porto. And Bayern or PSG will play City or Dortmund. The Europa League quarterfinals will see Manchester United up against Granada of Spain, and Arsenal are also facing Slavia Prague, the side who defeated Leicester and Rangers on course. to the last eight. Fulham have the chance to climb out of the Premier League's bottom three tonight. Scott Parker's side entertain Leeds. That one gets underway at 8 o'clock. Scotland's Justice Secretary has confirmed that Sunday's Old Firm derby between Celtic and Rangers will go ahead as planned. Humza Yousef has urged fans of both sides to listen to advice from the clubs to stay at home and not break COVID-19 rules. Rangers will head to Parkhead for the first time since taking the Scottish Premiership title from their Glasgow rivals. Meanwhile, Celtic will not be giving Rangers a guard of honour as they were not given one at Ibrox in 2019 when Celtic clinched their eighth successive title. The 2021 SSE or Trustee Premier Division gets underway this evening. Republic of Ireland legend Kevin Sheedy takes charge of Waterford for the first time in their game away to newly promoted Drogheda. That one gets underway at 5:45 this evening. And Shamrock Rovers begin the defence of their title at home to Dublin rivals St Pat's as from 7:45. Van Harps and Derry City start on Saturday with Harps at home to Bohemians and Derry on the road to Longford Town. And Sligo Rovers also kick off their campaign at home to Dundalk. All those three matches have a 6 o'clock kick-off tomorrow evening and we will of course have full live match coverage from Finn Park. Finn Harps against Bows is live here in Highland tomorrow night. Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle will be on commentary. Well, there is an air of anticipation that Finn Harps can avoid the playoffs and the automatic relegation spot this season and battle around mid-table. Highland soccer analyst Declan Boyle says Ollie Horgan has added quality to the side ahead of the start of the campaign.
We'll see more for sure. We obviously done live commentary and Sligo on at home, and he was a player that really stood out at Sligo, so he's definitely a welcome addition to the squad. And he can play as well in a number of positions. He can play in centre midfield, but also he can play as a full-back or a wing-back as well. So that's having that. I think Nathan Boyle coming back into the squad as well. He's been there before and knows what Ollie's about, and Paul Higgerty as well. And being familiar there, he signed him from obviously Linfield and he's been into the squad. Typical Ollie player, because he's big and strong, very aggressive, good in the air, and he'll come in as well and play in a number of positions. So he's obviously a welcome addition to the squad.
I know from a Harps point of view, is if we are going to finish mid-table, we're going to need a lot more goals than what we scored last year. Is that a fair enough assessment, is it?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because we know that Ollie's obviously a very defensive coach and he likes the low block and likes to stop teams from getting in behind them. So they drop very deep in order. When you drop deep, then obviously you're giving control of the possession to the team that you're playing against. And also you need a lot of sort of energy and need a lot of quick players to transition from the defence to the attack to do that. So, you know, obviously last year, I think we had 3 goals in the opening 8 games. And obviously as well, on top of that, you know, I think we averaged 5.6 shots and target on a given game. So you can see yourself, there is no problem with scoring goals. And that's probably might be the difference why we won't probably go into the top half of the table.
And from a Derry City point of view, there's been wholesale changes around the Branduel this year with a lot of younger players brought on board. Declan says it will be interesting to see how the mix goes for the Candy Stripes this season.
I suppose if you can get a wee bit of momentum at the start, if you start off very well and pick up early points, and young lads can obviously breed confidence, and that can be all positive. But they do have energy and they do have a lot of pace. Defensively, they are very good. It'll be interesting to see how Danny Lafferty and Kieran Call, how that works out, because two of them are really good players. So will Danny play as a wide left, or will he, and or Kieran Call play as centre half, vice versa, depending on how that works out. So that'll be interesting for them. So it's just on the top end of the pitch. I mean, Parkhouse is an excellent signing, but does he have the players out wide that'll give him the ammunition or the supply of the ball into him that'll create the problems? So that'll be interesting to see. Last year, I do believe they'd probably be better players than this year, but the club are looking at maybe going down a younger route and bringing in younger players and locally as well, so which is, for me, it's a good way to go.
That's Declan Boyle with thoughts on Derry City and Finn Harps as they get their seasons underway tomorrow. Now in golf, Shane Lowry heads the Irish Challenge on day 2 of the Honda Classic. The Offaly golfer is just getting his second round underway from 3 under. Graham McDowell goes out from 9 over. He's also set to start in the next few minutes. Padraig Harrington will miss the cut. A second round 78 leaves him on 10 over par. Sam Ryder's the new clubhouse leader on 8 under following a round of 63 today. Finally in rugby, Ulster in action tonight in the Pro 14. They're up against Zebre in Belfast. Belfast. Munster welcome Benetton to Thomond Park. And Leinster will play the Ospreys at the RDS. That's your sport for today. Dawn, we'll be back with more tomorrow afternoon.
Good morning, Oisín agus anois on Nocht. Aléamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seamar mahas a Colm Ferriter and Seán na príomh scéalta. Díri le Conor na Gaeilge i gCuairt Breithneach an Aontas Úrúpaí in a chas in a Rialtas na Héireann, maidir le Cearta Teanga an Teacht an Seó. Boinean an chas leis an Teanga in ar frontalaíú Eolas Áirithe ar Facaistí Leis de Ainmhithe. A bheith i dteangathe áfagúla na tíre a bhfuil siad ar a Mharagú intí. I ngéirigh agus an Merlas i gas na Héireann, chuir an ard cuairt an ceis dlí sin faoi bhráid na cuairt Eorpaí a dhearbhaí go caithí an ard cuairt an Héireann slí a gceiliú a ragur hipar an ard talmhaíochta féim a thuairt don dlí. Maidir leis an riachtanas go mbeidh lipidí i ngéirigh agus an Merlas a tír seo. Seo an céad uair a riú a chorú cas in Gaeilge sa chuairt Breithneach in Aontas Úrúpaí. Tá glór na gael a ghlacadh le Héireadais ar Iontas ó Chlobanna a tá clárithe le Fondúracht Joseph McDonaghy le haibh an céad bhaide den scéim. Tá Iontas de suas le 500 euro ar fáilin is do Chlobanna tá rán fáirte sa scéim teanga a chur an úsáid agus fólam na Gaeilge chun tosaí i measc an club phobal. Tugtar chorú do Chlobanna Teanghmhail a dhéanú leis an oifige forbartha áitiúil glór na gael chun fóram iarratha seo áil mar aon le hólas ar Shermy agus ar chonílathe na scéime gach ólas ag glór na gael bancaí í. Tá sé fógraithe go bhfuil scéim Iontas Colm Cille oscailte faoi láthair sa fáilte roimh iarratais agus feisrahan is é an céad spreachtáta ná an séú láid ag do mí oibrin ba fáilte roimh iarratais ar thionscadáil a chuireann chun cin nasc le pobal na Gaeilge na Héireann agus Gaelic na Halaban ná feasacht ar nasc idir an dheag Gaeilge agus feasacht ar níomh Colm Cille gaholas ag fáras na Gaeilge boncaí. Agus beidh cefnithán agus ceiliarú an ómas do rí na scéalaíochta Mickey Chean Néal ó Bhuil go thomlan ar lína an dearadh seart in seo ag taisir aniu ag go thocht a chlog ba fáilte agus chumrú agus seolú a lórlan agus dlúdas go scéal chú cholan agus beidh imeachtaí an rí an dearadh seart in go thomlan ag ar na mán sóisialta ag Seanathas Chean Néal. Sin, ma hodse illegalier slanagus banner.
Gara mahagath column. Some news just in, and it's been confirmed that there have been 10 more COVID-19 deaths in the Republic, with 507 new COVID-19 cases confirmed this evening. Of those new cases, 16 were in Donegal. Time now to look at the weather forecast, and it'll be a mix of cloud and clear spells across the region this evening, with cloud becoming thicker later. A slight chance of light drizzle developing along coastal areas, with winds light north to northeast. Cloudy tonight with some patchy light drizzle possible. Pockets of mist or fog will form in near calm conditions overnight. Lowest temperatures 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. Light northerly or variable breezes. Dry and cloudy tomorrow with patchy light drizzle at times, mainly in the north and west of the region. Highest temperatures on Saturday of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius in light north westerly breezes. Main stories in brief this evening. Gardaí have issued a warning that COVID-19 doesn't take the weekend off for house parties or social gatherings. In the Northwestern Division, there have been 3,252 fines issued for breaches of COVID regulations, 532 of them in Donegal. The Taoiseach says the AstraZeneca vaccine is very safe. It comes with the government expected to lift the suspension of the jab later today following its reapproval by the European Medicines Agency. A man's been detained by Gardaí following an incident in Letterkenny earlier today. The arrest happened shortly after 12 noon on Convent Road, close to the junction with Ballymacool Terrace, following what Gardaí sources have described as a standoff. And Irish Water coming in under pressure once again to act on water outages in Ross Bracken. Back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 19th of March. The death has taken place of John Boyce, Drumnaskee, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at the residence of his niece, Patricia Patton, Drumnaskee. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Rosary on Friday and Saturday at 9. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/St Mary's Church, Rimelton. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Brentwood Manor Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Susan Logue, née Culbertson, Screen, Kilmacrennan. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Kilmacrennan Parish Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to MS Ireland, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Annie Friel, Gort na Tró, Fanad. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please. Rosary nightly at her residence at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the renal unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon Scott, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Gamble, Lacou, Church Hill. Her remains are reposing at St Columba's Parish Church, Church Hill. Funeral service tomorrow at 2, followed by burial in Garton Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Hillcrest Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of John McGill, Loch na Ginn, Letterkenny, formerly of Carrick, County Donegal. Funeral from his late residence on Sunday, going to St Eunan's Cathedral for Mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Kevin Doran, 17, Father Arnold Terrace, Manor Cunningham. Kevin's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:15, travelling down the Nows, going to St Columba's Church, Drumahl, for 11 o'clock Funeral Mass, which can be viewed on Craig's Media Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Heart and Lung Transplant Unit, Mater Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Phyllis Rorty, née O'Donnell, 12, Abbey Villas, Manor Cunningham. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:15, travelling through the village past the Community Resource Centre, going to St Columba's Church, Drumahl, via Manor Roundabout and Corky, for 11 o'clock Funeral Mass, which can be viewed live on the Craig's Media Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the intensive care unit at the Galvin Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to immediate family only, please. And the death has occurred in Bridge of Allen, Scotland, of William McGee, formerly of Stranacorker, Derrybeg. Funeral and burial will take place in Scotland at a later date.